Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18 for the scripture reading. Again, the reading for today is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. With the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you gave us this privilege to gather once more here in this very place to worship you together. Thank you, Lord, for your words that were read before us. Indeed, your words are food to our soul. And we know, Lord, that you will never grow tired of reading and listening to it. Lord, we are praying for the guidance of your Holy Spirit as the pastor give us today the sermon. We are praying that you will guard our hearts and our mind as we accept your word. We are praying that you will bless each and every one of us, and we will be blessing one another, because we know that after we heard your word for today, all of us will be encouraged to continue on our journey here as your sons and daughters. We are committing to you the rest of the day, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. Let me send three cards to you. And as little fact aids the song and the testimony of everybody who has been touched by God. It is true that when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our own Lord and Savior, it means that God Himself has touched us. For without His touch, we cannot change. Without His touch, we are lost. And without His touch, we are powerless. And yet, there are those who will say that we are who we are, and our inner strength and our mental strength is so great that we can do it. As a matter of fact, we often hear Christians say and preachers proclaim that when we become, or you become, a Christian or a believer in Jesus Christ, your life changes, which is true, and God's blessings make life easy, and God fights your battle. That's not true. And yet that's what they preach. And yet that's what they proclaim. Oh, as long as you come to the cross, as long as you pray the prayer, the sinner's prayer, then you will know the change, and God is going to do your job. You'll do the final work. But Apostle Paul reminds us, and the Bible shows, that every true child of God soon learned that the Christian life is a warfare. Not only that there is a spiritual war, but because the weapon God has made available to the human race, to our human efforts are not adequate, we are actually hopelessly underpowered. We are actually underpowered to fight the good fight without the power, the strength, and what He has given us to protect ourselves. Yes, we try hard. Yes, I have tried so hard to be kind, to be compassionate, to be sweet, to be forgiving, to be all the good things I want to be. And yet, if I don't obey God, and unless God has taken hold of my free will, and He has taken hold of my life, and He is now in control of my life, I will not be able to do it. I've said many times, I'm going to love my children more. I've said many times, I'm going to love my wife more. I've said many times, I'm going to be more forgiving than I am. I've said many times, but I'm going to be a good Christian. And I failed most of the time. But when I said, Lord, you know what? I'm hopelessly under power. I don't have the power. I don't have the strength. I can't do it. If you want me to be who you want me to be, please call. And God responds. Satan and his soldiers, the evil angels, are committed to hinder and not the individual Christian out of combat and destroy him or her. The devil even attacked Jesus Christ. He will not spare us. The more effective the believer is for the Lord, the more he will experience the brutal attack of the enemy. The devil does not waste his ammunition on nominal worldly Christians. And that reminds me of the story that I've shared here before. He told me a story, One day, a man was walking down the street, and he went by a small little church. And he saw a lot of activity. That was satanic activity. The angels, evil angels, were all over the world, going in on top of the roof, and everywhere there was suddenly commotion. And then he went a little further down, and he saw a huge church, a big church. There were people in there, but he just saw a couple of evil spirits there, waiting to die. So he turns around and asks the devil, "What are you doing? There is a little church. With few people, and you're wasting all your power on that church, and there is a huge church full of people, and there are only a couple of evil angels, or your angels, or soldiers." The devil says to him, "My dear friend, this big church is mine. I'm just a couple of soldiers there. But that church is not mine. And that church is God, and we will do anything and everything possible to conquer it." Well, that's how it is. And so, I've had people who said to me, "Oh, that means that I shouldn't get close to God. That means I shouldn't sort of surrender my life to God because I'm going to get into trouble." You said, "Well, the closer I get to God, the more I'm a half-time devil." Well, look, it's like saying, "I don't want to have a healthy life, I don't want to exercise, I don't want to be well, because if I am well, to be well I have to exercise, and if I am well, people are going to have to attack." And it's crazy thinking, and yet, many Christians do it. The more effective the Lord is for the Lord, the more he will experience the fruitful attack. Because we are no match for the devil in our strength, we need help. We should be continually strengthened in the Lord and his mighty power. God's best soldiers are those who are conscious of their own weakness and effectiveness and who rely on God only. Apostle Paul's command is to be strong. We need to be strong because of our enemy. I mean, if our enemy was not strong, then we wouldn't need to be strong. If the enemy of a nation who has declared war is not strong, you don't send the entire army, you just send few. But when you see that that enemy is very powerful, then you do your best to send your most powerful powerful army. But that's what we need. Because the devil is his power. And where do we see his power? We see his power everywhere. We see his power in the world, in the government, in the family, and in the society, in religion, in the church. He has been using his power, really, to destroy the human being. People have left the church. Churches are empty. Quebec used to be one of the most religious province or place in North America. Today, Quebec has left the church. They have been turned off. When I talk to young people today, they say, don't talk to me about religion. And I tell them, no, I'm not going to talk to you about religion. And then they will say, oh, I know what I'm talking about, but I say, I tell them that I'm talking about God, the Creator, and my Creator, and not the church. Yes, the churches in general have failed people. Yes, religion has become a big business, yes. Yes, the churches are full of hypocrisy. Yes, that's true. And yet God is the same yesterday and today and forever. And I'm directing you to God and not the particular church or religion. Because the enemy is powerful, has made the churches become his own tools. The devil will be using over the enemy. The devil used the Bible to attack Jesus Christ. And he said, the gospel said this, the gospel said that, and Jesus said, I know. We need the weapons we are most effective against the attacks of Satan. If the devil wants to win our soul and just pull it out, if you wish, from our body, from our spiritual soul, he's not going to use stuff that we are not interested in. If the devil wants to destroy the church, to destroy the human being, he will use religion. I mean, the worst enemy of a believer sometimes is another believer. A doctrine he will use. He will use a twisted mind, twisted doctrine, and all the Bible says, all God says, forget about the world. There is one soul that you care about, and that is your own. This morning in the Bible study, I was reminded that I say, and I will repeat it once again, that there is one area that every one of us should be subject. That's not surprising. And yet it's true. I have to be very selfish when it comes to my soul. God has given me one soul. God has given one Joseph to the soul. The body is only the cage, the soul is one. And I should love that soul. I should cherish that soul that God has given me to the point of ignoring almost everything, not almost everything else, other than bringing my soul in the presence of God and surrendering it to me. Then God is going to help me love my life, love my children, enjoy the food he gives me, enjoy my relationship with my wife, enjoy my relationship with others. But if I am not selfish enough to bring my soul and to God and have my soul saved, that are offensive are the ones God has provided. Apostle Paul commends the believers to put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. It is necessary to put on the full armor. One or two pieces will not do. Nothing less than the whole armor which God provides will keep us safe. You have heard Achilles' heel, as in Greek mythology, and being born in Greece, a mythology is the, I know some of the mythology. And Achilles had one vulnerable spot on his body. You could not kill him, you could not destroy him, except the heel. And because the enemy knew that, and we are vulnerable if we do not cover our entire spiritual body with the armor of God Almighty. Remember that the devil has all kinds of ways to attack. Discouragement, frustration, confusion, moral failure, pride, religion, doctrinal error. He knows our weakest points and aims for them. If he cannot harm us by one method, he will try another. If he cannot convince someone that there is no God, he will say, "Now there is God, but this is the God of the world," and points to a false God. If the person says, "No, no, the living God is out there, because they are a living God, but you know the best religion is this," and if you say, "No, no, I don't want to know about religion," he's going to say, "Well, okay, there is another one there than you." And eventually you may find a church that you agree with, and then he's going to start, "Okay, now, he followed the church. I'm going to tell him that this is the best doctrine there is, and I'm ready to come in. Oh, not appreciate him all the time." And then the person will get involved with a doctrinal theology or theology that, and the devil is very happy now. He is so busy with doctrinal differences and all kinds of church activities and history that he forgets about Christ. And when he's so busy doing his own thing, he can see God in the world. These poems, the Bible says, there are many, these are victory warriors, these poems. Every believer is enlisted in a battle. We face a powerful enemy with many allies. We need to be strong for the battle. You say, "What kind of allies?" Well, there is angels, evil angels, and then there are people, and then there are religions, and then there are doctrines. All these are enlisted in his service. I'm not saying don't go to church. I'm not saying don't become a follower of God. I'm not saying that don't go to church because there are doctrines. All I'm saying is don't put anything before God, before your relationship, or don't let anything hinder your relationship with God. Just plug into the source of power, who is God. And I use this example so often that you may have the best light, you may have the best microphone, you may have the best amplifier, you may have the biggest screen at home, but unless you have power, they are useless. And unless you plug this, whatever it is, it's useless. It's beautiful microphone, beautiful screen, and yet, well, very often the devil succeeds in creating beautiful looking religious people, and yet they are fighting. Strong in character, strong in faith, strong in Bible knowledge, and strong in prayer. The person who does not pray does not communicate. The person who does not read the Bible does not hear what God has to tell. How can you be strong? And how can you communicate and receive orders if you wish, or The words "be strong" do not apply to you this morning. You may feel especially weak. You are going through a lot of problems. You have been tested and tried, and you don't know how to deal with all this, and you have given up. Little babies give up. Teenagers give up. Adults give up. Elderly people give up. Why do they commit suicide? Some of the people who have committed suicide, they were very popular people. They were very rich people. They were people who everyone would admire them, and yet they were so lonely and empty and going through this alone that no one understands. Be strong. Your trials have brought you to the edge of the cliff. You have been pushed and pushed and pushed, and all you can see is the cliff. And you don't even know how to make up, and you don't know how to save yourself. And you hear the voice, "Be strong. Be strong. What do you mean, be strong?" Well, you know, being strong does not mean you are able to kill everyone, or destroy everyone, or change everyone, and it means to be strong enough to get up. You know, one day I was sort of looking out from our office window, and I saw two men. One was crossing the street with a huge, beautiful looking door, and then there was someone else with a little door. I don't know if you call it chihuahua. Anyway, so when they came closer, the big dog was looking like that. And the little one was jumping and shouting and barking and making such a terrible noise. The big dog wouldn't give him mind. But the big dog was strong enough to ignore that noise. And the Christian is like that. The devil comes and shouts and takes him and pitches him down. And yet, if you are strong because you are far out of you, then you are able to ignore those temptations and stand up. Temptation has almost destroyed you, and you love it. You may be going through a difficult period of time, but you've been tempted in a life to do something. You are put on something. You have been deceiving someone. You have been going through such a big difficulty that you have now been tempted to the things that are not good. And you say, "How can I be strong when I'm put on this thing and that will let me go?" Well, if you have someone who is stronger than the temptation, who is stronger than the person who is tempting you, then you don't have to do it. He's going to do the fighting with you, but in the end, he wants you to be free along the way. You wonder if you can go on. And you know that you cannot change. Be strong. You have tried to be strong. You wanted to clean up your way and your skin. You tried to control your temper and you did not. You made an effort to stop worrying and you still fall hard. The more you are thinking. You decided to stop wondering all the things that you did not. You decided to stop wounding with your tongue and your hand. You wanted to maintain a devotional life and you are too busy to do it. And yet you keep failing over and over again. Be strong. The words that follow make the word so powerful and meaningful. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Not only can He do it, but He can help you. Some devils are too tough for us. Some enemies are too strong for us. But we have a powerful God. Our Savior, Lord Jesus, said, "All authority in heaven hell on earth has been given to me. That means that we can do all things through Christ. Apostle Paul said, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Joseph cannot do very much. But with God's help, can do everything God wants him to do. And even until recently, I could not understand this as clearly as I can understand it now. If God calls you, he will enable you. If God gives you a position somewhere, he will enable you. If God gives you a family, he will enable you to make that family work. But if God is not present in your life, then verse 15 does not say that when the enemy attacks you, run for your armor, or when you are facing trouble, look for God's power and protection. It says we must be ready for battle, fully dressed and ready. When a policeman or a policeman in battle go after someone who is dangerous, they don't go there with their gun drawn and I want to shoot, and then they remember I don't have my vest anymore, get my vest, I put it on so then I can shoot. And it makes no sense. But Christians do it. Christians don't have the armor. They're not dressed for war. And yet when the enemy comes, when temptations come, they say, how do I do this? Okay, maybe I should pray, but you don't know what happened. I believe that we should be protected with God's power. Now you say, be strong. How can I be strong when people are harassing me in war? If I say I'm a Christian, they laugh at me. How can I be strong? Well, you remember the Christians in the beginning. They were strong, and yet they were full of life. They were strong, and yet they were. They were strong and they were here. And yet, because they were strong, they were able to take all that with a smile. As victory, not defeat. We must be ready for battle, fully dressed and ready. Ephesians 6:13 says, after you have done everything, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, stand firm. And after you have done everything, you stand. Once when we had a radio program and after the sermon or the message was finished, someone called me, and this gentleman called me to say that you said that God won't do our battle. Won't fight our battle. As the Bible says, God won't fight our battle. But I said, God will give us. God will give us the strength to fight the battle. God will equip us to fight the battle. So also, why would he say, I will equip you, I'll give you the equipment. And I'll give you the strength. And it's not true that when you become a born again believer or a believer or a saint, you can see home now and what you tell you is in God's will. It's not true that when you become a believer, you will not get fired from your work or your job. It's not true that when you become a born again believer, you will not get sick. It's not true that when you become a born again believer, people will love you and honor you and give you all the honor you ask for. It's not true. The Bible said, if you want to follow me, if you want to be really a follower of God, if you really want to honor your Creator, the person who has created you, then you should be everyone goes in there. If the first place is the one will fail, but the creator, who has made us, has made us responsible and effective when we connect with and remain connected. Verse 14 says, stand firm in that. Trusting Him, we are sure to overcome. Faith overcomes the world. First John 5. That's great. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. Thank you for the Bible, and thank you for your presence always in our life. The problem, Lord, is not with you. The problem is not with the gospel. The problem is not only the Holy Spirit. The problem is with us, who have chosen very often, please, Lord, the Holy Spirit, to turn our backs to your command and follow our own will and please your faith rather than the Spirit. I pray this morning that your presence may change our lives. May the Holy Spirit, may you mend our hearts. If there's someone here this morning, Lord, who has difficulty in their life, it could be doubting, it could be unbelief, it could be family problems, whatever it is, just help this person to realize that you who have created us care for me, Lord, that we are willing to change these things.